Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Hal Luby. Batting second. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The first baseman, Chubby Dean. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Puccinelli. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rusty Peters. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herman Finck. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Herman Finck. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Denny Galehouse. And now, play ball. Hal Luby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luby hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Moses. Hughes reaches second base with a double. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dean scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Knickerbocker for the out. Hughes moves to third. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Luby fields it and throws to home to get Hughes. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Luby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Herman Fink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fink hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Puccinelli. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Knickerbocker moves to third. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Luby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luby is 0-for-1 in the game. Luby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Moses reaches second base with a double. Luby goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-1 in the game. Dean hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dean moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Puccinelli strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards short. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Luby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herman Fink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fink is 0 for 1 in the game. Fink is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal Luby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Luby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hughes hits a line drive into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dean hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Puccinelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dean scoops it up and throws to first, with Fink covering, for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dean scoops it up and throws to first, with Fink covering, for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Puccinelli fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Puccinelli. Hale moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Campbell now playing right field. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Herman Fink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fink is 0 for 2 in the game. Fink strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan bunts towards the right side of the infield. Luby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse is 0 for 2 in the game. Galehouse bunts towards first. Dean fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hughes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Galehouse moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Galehouse scores. Hughes moves to third. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Luby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Luby hits a line drive towards short. Knickerbocker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Galehouse covering, for the out. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dean hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dean moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Dean scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Indians. Johnny Allen now pitching. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0-for-3 in the game. Puccinelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Luby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hale moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dean fields it and throws to second for the out. Hale moves to third. One out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Luby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-3 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Allen covering, for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Moss pinch hits for Herman Fink. Charlie Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.